calling the net, calling the Ray Pickens Memorial Newly Net. I'm your net control station. My call sign is K2FX. That's Kilowatt 2 Foxtrot X-Ray. My name is Paul. I'm located in the town of Ontario, Wayne County. And tonight we're coming to you from our Studio A on the K2RA repeater system serving Rochester, Monroe, and surrounding counties, and the University of Echolink. We'll start by taking local check-ins tonight. Following that, we will take Echolink check-ins. And a reminder to patients or individuals who may be in listen mode only, you can ask questions tonight or make comments on the net via your computer. You can ask Blast us at usafpilot@rochester.rr.com. Again, that's for stations that don't have transmit capability but may have questions or comments for the net. Get on your computer and send off an email to usafpilot@rochester.rr.com. As a reminder, when checking into the net, please call my station, K2FX, on your microphone. Make sure you're not doubling with another station. And then give me your call sign, followed by your name and your location. Good luck. At this time, those stations wishing to join the newbie net, please call K2FX.
K2FX. KC2SPY, Max and Webster. Good evening, Paul, and I got my number one spot back.
K2FX. This is AF2K, Irv in Webster. Need to secure at 9:30. Good evening, Paul.
K2FX. N2AWA, Jeff in Victor.
K2FX. This is KC2QOJ, Brent in Rochester. Good evening, Paul.
N2FX. This is KC2KPI, Rowan in Rochester.
K2FX. WB2VMR, Steve in Farmington. Good evening.
K2FX.
KC2LLL, Chuck.
K2FX. K2DMG, Gates. Name is Dan. Good evening, Paul.
K2FX. This is Whiskey 2, Juliet Alpha Alpha. Rich from Walworth, Wayne County.
K2FX.
This is Kilo 2, Mike Tango Hotel, Mark and off New York, and Paul.
K2FX.
This is KC2, QZR, in North Korea, Paul.
K2X. This is KC2 PCD, London, South Carrington.
K2FX. Whiskey 3, Oscar, Alpha, Bravo, John, and Ogden.
In Penfield.
K2FX. This is KHRA2, Sierra Whiskey Zulu. George in Williamson, Wayne County.
K2FX. WG2B Mobile.
K2FX. WB2PAY, Tim in Greece.
Max, KC2SPY in Webster, back in his number one spot tonight. Good to hear you, Max. AF2K Irv in Webster, securing a 930 high Irv. N2AWA, Jeff and Victor. Good job with the net tonight, Jeff. Thanks for getting them warmed up here for the newbie net. KC2QLJ, Brent in Rochester. Hi, Brent. KC2KPI, Rowan in Rochester. And Rowan, just so you know, my call sign is Kilowatt 2 Foxtrot X-Ray. You're in the N2 mode there. W2VMR, Steve in Farmington. Good evening, Steve. K2DMG, Dan Gates. My nearby neighbor, W2JAA, Rich in Walworth. K2MTH, Mark in Ogden. KC2QZR,
Tower, Joe in North Greece. Hi, Joe. KC2PCD, Len in Perrington. W3OAB, John in Ogden. Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Whiskey Zulu, George in Williamson, my neighbor to the east. WG2B, Dick, Mobile. Probably not motorcycle mobile, although that would be cool. WB2PAY, Tim in Greece. And we had double wing stations in there, so any other stations I missed, please call K2FX.
K2FX, KC2 LLO, Chuck in Webster.
K2FX, Alpha Charlie Zero, Hotel Fox, Ed in Penfield.
Okay, it occurs to me that all the mail activity is not Juliet off your hotel, November.
KFB in Green Island. Could I have your name, sir, please?
Related issue in which
stairway ground plane, or for the more serious, turnstile antenna. And if you have crossed yagis, you're one of the lucky people that can do that. You need an azimuth or elevation rotor as well. And finally, though not completely essential, it's very strongly recommended to have a computer, satellite tracking software, and an internet connection available. The internet connection is for downloading the latest Kepler elements for the tracking software, as well as checking satellite homepages for transponder schedules and other information. So to recap, if you're going to work the FM satellite, all you really need is a dual-band radio, transmit and receive capability on 2 meters and 4 feet, and an omnidirectional antenna of some kind will work just fine. Talk a little bit about a phenomenon called Doppler shift. And Doppler shift is
ever waited at a railroad crossing and you hear a train passing at high speed and it's blowing its horn, as the train passes, the pitch of the horn appears lower than when it was approaching. The apparent shift in frequency is Doppler shifting caused by the relative speed of the train to you, shortening, and then later lengthening the wave length of the sound is seen by the observer. If you're on board that train, you don't notice any difference in the pitch at all because you're moving with it. But the pitch of the bells at the crossing whistle do change. And it's kind of the same deal with the satellite. When a satellite passes overhead, the transmitted and received signals are affected in a similar way. And you have to keep in mind that satellites are passing somewhere in the neighborhood of about 27,000 kilometers an hour. That's pretty doggone fast. And the signal on 436 megahertz can be shifted by up to 10 kilohertz from its actual transmitted frequency. Wait.
Actually invest in a little bit of equipment and it tends as the time goes on here.
but it is very addictive, and I think you'll really enjoy satellite operation. It really is a lot of fun. It's a neat thing to do, and anybody who's looking for more information, there is a fantastic website. It is AMSAT, AMSAT.org, and anything you could possibly want to know about working amateur satellites can be found on that particular website. That's AMSAT, AMSAT.org. Wait. Q2O was here this evening as Walt is very big in the amateur satellites, and even though I played and have had some good successes with that mode of operation, Walt is considered to be one of the better people in the series to talk about that. He's had a lot of experience, so maybe he'll come out of the woodwork tonight and offer a few more words of wisdom. Based on that, we'll take a break here and see if anybody else, first of all, wants to join the net. And then secondly, we'll see if anybody has any questions or comments tonight on what we've covered so far. Any stations wishing to join the Ray Pickens Memorial Movie Net, please call K2FX, your net control.
K2FX, this is KARD, over.
Okay, hi, John, K2JRD, John Webster acknowledged. And other stations to join the net, please call K2FX. Are there any comments or questions tonight based on our discussion of amateur satellites? Maybe somebody who played with this type of operation before, we would be interested to hear some of your experiences. Any questions or comments, please call K2FX. Comments or questions about working amateur radio satellites, please call K2FX. 3OAB. This is QFX Net Control. Thank you for that information. That's great to hear. Sounds like you got a little bit of experience with that. That's neat. The other thing I wanted to point out here, too, is that the International Space Station, or ISS, is a satellite. And you can actually work the ISS. There are times that some of the crew members will have time off from their normal duties. And all of them, I don't know if you're aware of this, but all of them, it's probably a requirement, all of them to be licensed amateur radio operators. And they will, on occasion, get on and will communicate with you from the International Space Station. And the program Orbitron that I was referring to does include the Keplerian elements for the ISS as well. And they also have a bulletin board service. So if you have a TFC and you can work packet radio, you can jump on the designated frequency when the ISS is in range, and you can try to connect to them. And if you do get connected successfully, it'll tell you that you're logged on to the ISS personal message system on board the International Space Station, and you can get yourself a really neat certificate by doing that, too. So there are a couple different ways to communicate with the ISS, but keep in mind that is a satellite for all practical purposes, and it's a lot of fun to try to make contact with them as well. All right, anybody else have comments or questions, please call K2FX.
K2FX. KC2KPI with a query.
KC2KPI, Rowan, good evening. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've been a ham for a while, but I don't have, like, a huge set of antennas. I was wondering if it was possible, I have a dual bander, so I can listen to both the FM and the VHF and the UHF at the same time. If I don't know if it was possible to use just a single antenna, would it be better to use like a duplexer? I have a 440 beam, and just my regular, you know, 2 meter whip on my car, or if I really want to go crazy, I have a rubber duck. Is it possible to work with that? I mean, you angle the antenna on a rubber duck so that the element angle coincides with the location of where the satellite is, or is that like going crazy? KC2KPI, back to that.
Oh, KC2KPI, K2FX, very good question. Well, either way, the way you look at that, Ron, any way you place that duck, it's still an omnidirectional antenna, alright? But what they do make, and this is a really a neat product, they do make a very portable dual band beam with crossed elements for working amateur satellites. It's also made for, and it's handheld. So in other words, you would hold the HT in one hand, hold the antenna in another, and aim that antenna in the general direction that satellite is as it's making its pass. And it's very effective because you've got much more directivity with your signal. You obviously can change the azimuth and elevation because you handle it. It's not something that you have on a mast that you need an azimuth or elevation rotor for, and it is very effective. But you don't need to do that as well. You can just use a single, I think your question was a single antenna. Yes, you can do that. A single dual band omnidirectional antenna is really all you need. No need to have separate antennas. As long as that dual band antenna is working well for you on both 2 meters and 440, you can certainly use that for transmitting and receiving at the same time. And as long as you got a dual band radio, you're golden. You can work those FM satellites with no problem at all. Just a few watts, an omnidirectional antenna, and a dual band radio is basically all you need, Ron. Go ahead.
Okay, great. I think I will have to check it out. I used a different program a long time ago for seeing where they were, but it was from a website called Skies Above. And mainly I use that for astronomy watching of satellites. I'm not sure if you could link the two so you could find out when the ham satellite you're trying to work is visible or not, but that might be an interesting thing to check. I'm not even sure if those satellites are listed in their database. I'll have to take a look sometime. you answered my question. KC2KPI back to K2FX running the NubiNet. Have a nice day.
Okay, Rowan, very good. KC2KPI from K2FX, net control. Okay, good. Glad we answered your question. And have at it on satellite. It's a lot of fun. By the way, that Orbitron program I was talking about will allow you to look at a whole bunch of different variety of satellites at one time, whether it be weather satellites you're interested in or the amateur satellites. You can tell it what satellites you're looking for, and it'll also track things like the moon and the moon phase for you and things like that, and it puts them all relative to your particular location on the map. So, yeah, you can custom tailor that software to look at just satellites you want it to look at. Matter of fact, if you bring up the amateur radio database, it'll have them all there, but that doesn't mean it'll track them all. You may only want to track, say, AO51 or ISS or something, or just be those two. And you just check off the ones you want, and then it'll place them on the map for you. It's just that simple. And automatically update the Keplerian information as well, which is nice. There were days that, you know, in the past where I had to go in and manually download Keplerian data and then input it in the programs and try to make sure I was doing it properly. It could be hassle after a while, so it's nice to see a lot of these programs have gone to automatic updates, and it'll search the website for all that current information, which is really neat. Okay, anybody else with comments or questions regarding the working of amateur radio satellites, please call K2FX.
K2FX, this is KD8HDO.
Okay, I think it was Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Delta Lima. Could I have your name and your location, please?
And Hotel Delta Oscar, I'm on 590 North, traveling mobile off a handheld here.
Okay, KD8HDO, Oscar, sorry about that, and what is your name, over?
Yeah, my name is Joseph, and I just had a question about the use of Orbitron regarding the update of the Keplerian files you're talking about.
Okay, very good. Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Delta Oscar, nice to have you here, Joseph. I don't think we've heard you on the NubiNet, at least not that I can remember, so it's great to have you along tonight. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, I have Orbitron on my computer, but it doesn't seem to be updating those Keplerian files fully. It always tells me that they're outdated. I need to upload them, even if I just redid them a couple minutes prior. And I suspect that there may be a problem with how my computer is set up, in that I have my files uploaded to.
88HDL from K2FX net control. Jim, sorry, I did not get any of that. I heard Orbitron, and that's all I heard. I missed all the rest of it. You're just not in the machine. Are there any stations out there that may have a copy on that station on the input that can relay his information, because he's just not making the machine?
And forward all this information to you as well. This is good stuff. So, George,
July 19th. That's going to weigh at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 a.m. until 2 o'clock. Your talking frequency is 147.285. That's positive offset, and there is no PL tone. Your admission charge into the Hamfest will cost you $7. Children under 12 are free. There will be a flea market there, and tables are available for $10 as well. With outdoor space being free. And the breakfast gets underway at 7 a.m., bright and early. They do have a wonderful chicken barbecue. They do it every year. The chicken barbecue will be at 11. And the lunch tickets, from what I'm told, go very, very fast for that. And they do, because it's wonderful. So get yours as quick as you can. There'll be some main prizes out there, 50-50 drawings. They'll have box hunts and more, including amateur radio examinations. Okay? If you want some information, that's the Genesee Radio Amateurs that are putting on this Hamfest, or GRAM. Wait. And, boy, I guess that's pretty it. The only other announcements I have here are, again, we'll be starting this fall with some code practice. We've had some people that are interested in CWD training. We will be doing that starting sometime in September. And also, our fall radio station tour is definitely happening. We've got about 14 people that have signed up for this now. The commercial radio station tour will take place at WLGZ 102.7 FM and WRCI 990 AM. They're co-owned stations. If you'd like to sign up for that tour and you haven't done so yet, you can simply email me at usafpilot@rochester.rr.com, and we'll be happy to add you to the list. And as soon as more details become available on this, we'll let you know exactly when that's going to take place. But we're hoping for a studio tour. Well, we know we're going to do a studio tour, but we're also hoping for a transmitter tour. And the transmitter for the AM is located in Clarkson, New York. It's a six-tower array. And the FM transmitter and antenna is located on Colfax Street. Now, that's the 600-foot tower near the Rochester International Airport. That everybody sees miles away with the big strobe lights on it. That would be the FM site. And the chief engineer is based out of Buffalo, New York, so it's going to depend on his availability for the transmitter tours. But I can definitely get you into the radio station myself for the studio tour. Wait. And before we close things off tonight, does anybody else have any other announcements they'd like to bring to the new guest? If so, please call K2FX.
This is K2CHY.
KB2CHY.
Let me mute my playback there. Yeah. Okay. First of all, Paul, I wanted to mention that the repeater system is going through some minor changes. Cobb's site is not active at the moment. It's sitting here in the shop, and I'm going to be interfacing a different controller to it. So that's probably why we're having some receive trouble this evening. We are only running on the West Fall Road, which is quite well, but the Tops Hill usually picked up where West Fall fails. So I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. That'll probably be going on for about a week. Hopefully it'll be back up next week. As once I get the interfacing done, I got to take it to Bobby, have the levels adjusted. So we'll hopefully get that done within this week. So that's about all I got, and back to you, Paul, KB2CHY.
Okay, Brad, KB2CHY. This is K2FX, Net Control. Well, when we started the net tonight, the repeater out here in Wayne County was its usual 60 dB over 9, full scale. And I've noticed now it's dropped off 40 over 9. Not a big deal, but there's a slight change there. And it's usually a full solid 60 over here. But most people are making
coming up this weekend. I know on the FM that they said that the talking frequency was going to be 146.52. I'm on the Jet Radio Enters website, and the talking frequency is actually 147.285. That's all I got. Back over to you. Next control.
N2AWA.
Okay. Thank you, Brent, and N2AWA. We'll get to you in a second. The official talking frequency is 147.285. That's a positive offset, as I mentioned on the announcements tonight, with no PL. That is the official talking, 147.285, although they do mention 146.52 on the website. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, that would have been my mistake. I think the 146.52 is a check-in frequency, not necessarily a talk-in frequency. I have the handheld brochure. I made a couple of other errors tonight, too, on the net there, but we'll let them go for now. But, yeah, the check-in frequency, I guess, is different from talk-in. And I'm not sure what that difference is, but there you go. Back to net, N2AWA.
Okay, Jeff, N2AWA, K2FX. Yes, that's correct. 146.285, positive offset, is your talk-in frequency, and the 146.52 is the check-in, and I'm not exactly sure what that check-in frequency is for Simplex there, but your main frequency is 147.285. Wearable cases, people are just driving with GPSs today anyway, so they don't need the talk-in, but it's nice to know it's there. All right, thanks, Jeff, appreciate that. Anyone else with any other announcements before we shut down?
This is KB2CHY.
Round two, Brand, good.
I'm surprised, Paul, that you don't know what a check-in frequency is. The check-in frequency, gentlemen, is where you call in on that Simplex frequency. When you get within range, they will give you a number, and then they will draw a prize, and you will get a prize with that number. Buffalo, I think, does it. I know they do it out there, and the one coming up Saturday, and I believe they even have one at the one up east there near at the fire hall up there. I know that they use it. I believe they even do one at Dayton. Call in and get a number. When you call in, it'll be the number of people checking in, and then they have a special drawing from that group. KB2CHY.
Okay, Brad, very good. Well, thanks for explaining that. Well, that's pretty cool. The reason I wouldn't know that is because I never used to talk in frequencies. I go GPS, and I get there just fine, so I don't bother with that, but maybe I should. Or at least check in when I get close, just for the aspect of trying to win something there. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, everybody, that's all I have tonight. I want to thank all 26 check-ins tonight. That's a good number. All 26 were checking in tonight. Reminder, if you have any questions or comments, again, if you'd like me to address them next week, just send it off in an email to usafpilot@rochester.rr.com, and we will certainly talk about them next week. Hope everybody has a great time. If you're heading out to the Batavia Ham Fest this Saturday, we'll be back here next Sunday night with another exciting Ray Pickens Memorial MovieNet topic of interest to all interested parties. 73 is one and all. At this time, this is K2FX returning the 146.88 repeater back to normal amateur radio use. K2FX monitoring 8873.